From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. As Syrians await the results of yesterday's constitutional referendum that's been decried as a sham by the West, government forces continue to shell the besieged city of Homs. NPR's Sean Carberry reports that the International Committee of the Red Cross is still unable to enter Homs, but it has gained access to the city of Hama for the first time in a month.
This morning, the Syrian Red Crescent delivered a month's worth of food for 12,000 people in Hama. According to Hisham Hassan, a spokesman for the ICRC in Geneva, the ICRC is still unable to get assurances from the government and opposition that they can safely enter the Baba Amr neighborhood of Homs.
For us, the situation in Baba Amr is getting worse by the hour, and this is why it is important to get in as soon as possible. We hope to be able to do it today.
There are many wounded and desperate people there, as well as two Western journalists who were injured last week. The Syrian government is not responding to the ICRC's request for a daily ceasefire across the country to allow for evacuation of the wounded and delivery of humanitarian aid. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Beirut.
The Taliban claim they orchestrated a suicide car bombing at a NATO base in eastern Afghanistan today that killed at least 9 people. They say it's in revenge for the burning of copies of the Quran by some U.S. troops. The Jalalabad bombing follows 6 days of protests in Afghanistan over the destructions of the Qurans. The U.S. calls the Quran burnings a mistake and has apologized several times. A survey of economists finds raised expectations for the U.S. economy. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports home construction and business spending are forecast to gain strength this year.
The National Association for Business Economics forecasts builders to break ground on 15% more homes this year. Business spending and industrial production are also expected to go up. And the nation's gross domestic product is forecast to be slightly stronger than last year. Richard DeKayser is an economist with the Parthenon Group.
Business economists see moderate growth for 2012, a little bit better in 2013. But relative to the recent past, what's really changed is their confidence has improved.
The NABE survey predicts job growth to pick up after June and the nation's unemployment rate to fall below 8% next year. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Thank you. Hey! I love your country.
That's Jean Desjardins. On winning a Best Actor Oscar at the Academy Awards ceremonies in Hollywood, Desjardins plays the lead in the silent film The Artist, which took home 5 Oscars, including Best Picture. Other winners include Meryl Streep, Best Actress in The Iron Lady, Octavia Spencer, Best Supporting Actress in The Help, and Christopher Plummer, Best Supporting Actor in Beginners. This is NPR News. Russian and Ukrainian security services say they've foiled a plot to assassinate Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. They say they're holding 2 men linked to a group seeking an Islamist state in Russia's North Caucasus region. Putin is heading into a presidential election next week that he's widely favored to win. It would return him to Russia's top leadership post currently held by Boris Medvedev. A World Bank report out today says China must reform its economy or risk financial crisis in the coming years. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, the formula that has propelled China's spectacular growth appears to be showing its limits.
The World Bank says China's government must stop pouring money into state-owned companies and allow more open competition. And it must continue to move away from cheap exports and more towards innovation and high-value products. Here's World Bank President Robert Selleck in a speech in Beijing.
As China's leaders know, the country's current economic growth model is not sustainable. This is not the time for just muddling through. It's time to get ahead of events and to adapt to major challenges in the world and national economies.
If China doesn't reform its economy, the World Bank warns of big risks. Quote, any sudden slowdown could unmask inefficiencies, the report says, and precipitate a fiscal and financial crisis. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
German lawmakers vote today on the latest European bailout plan for Greece. Chancellor Angela Merkel has been trying to round up support for it to pass. There is broad, if reluctant, support, but some lawmakers remain opposed, with Germany by far the biggest bailout contributor. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.